views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hi, everybody. This is Leslie Fontaine. We are talking about our amazing power to create abundance. I am very excited about this show today, and we are going to go deep, my friends. We are really going to go deep. You know, that's what you can count on from me, because a lot of times, you know, we say we're confused, we say we're not sure, we say we're just feeling hopeless, and this is what we have to do, and we should do, and we need to do. And I really want us to go deep into some of this, because as many of us know, it comes from within what shows up without. So without wasting any time, I'm going to go ahead and give out the number to call if you're interested in getting some work today. It's 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And today we are talking about how we can create abundance when sometimes even we're feeling a lot of lack, right? You know, when we begin to step into an intention or desire, we can find out how powerful we really are. But what happens next is so important. We become frightened. We almost pull back. Why do we do that? And so much of that secret is in our childhood. It's in our programming. It's in what we have learned. I can't stress enough how much we learn about defeat, how much we learn about being small, how much we learn about not showing up in our full power. And I could just do a little experiment with you right now. If you think about, you know, stepping into some desire or passion that you have today, you know, just even allowing your mind to go there. And, you know, you might even try the Walter Mitty style of Imagineering, right, where you're thinking about some grandiose adventure you could go on. The key in that whole Walter Mitty story is that he was exceptionally good at what he did, but he didn't have that bravado, that personality, and he wasn't part of the cool kids, right? And there was a shaming energy going on too, you know, kind of the one-upsmanship, the competitiveness, the shaming, the humiliating. And so what have we learned about stepping outside the boundaries? We have learned that watch out, people might say something, watch out, you might not be supported. And if you're not supported, you can't do it on your own. No one will love you enough to care about what you care about. You're not strong enough to make this happen. You don't have the endurance to make it happen. Where are you going to get the money for this? Et cetera, et cetera. And then what if you get out there and fail? What if you get out there and people see you not succeed, whatever that means? And that is a topic all of its own, which is, what does failure look like? We have put some layers of energy on what failure is that just do not belong there. Many of us use the term, whatever, you know, works out, that's for my highest good, the highest good of all involved. whatever turns out, it's okay. You know, it's all right. But honestly, within, we don't feel that way. We feel like the bottom has fallen out. The world is caved. People saw us. They'll treat us like a fool. And somehow we've been taught to make it very important how people treat us, how people see us. And so we've been made to feel small. Don't stray too far. Don't get off the sidewalk. Don't go beyond, you know, your regular job and what you do today. These are things that we've learned. And so we've made our world small. Then when we step outside the boundaries and we do something great, let's say it doesn't work out. What are we talking about when we say it didn't work out? It may have worked out just perfectly. You know, I remember Thomas Edison saying, you know, I've just found one more way that it doesn't work, which gets me closer to one more way that it will. So what have you laid on your failure experience that really doesn't belong there? I'll bet you learned a lot. I'll bet you experienced a lot. I bet if you really did a lessons learned out of the experience, you could go, wow, you know, I learned I need to try this next time. I need to not tell all these negative people what I'm trying to do. You know, I don't need to spend my money over here. I need to spend it over there. But instead, we make it almost cataclysmic. We make it just so dire and horrible and heavy that, oh my God, I failed. I will never try again. So I want to look at this experience that we have and the filter that we use on this to then tell ourselves that we can't do it. We can't make it happen. Let's say that you really, really want to, you know, move to a new location to live, or you want to start a business, or you want to get a different kind of job, and somehow something doesn't work out. The assumption is you failed, you didn't make it happen. But is that the case? Were there some lessons in that? Were there some nuances to the story? This is one aspect of what a filter can do. It can cause us to never step out of our bounds again and to feel like a victim that, you know, something out there has to save us in here. When it's the opposite, it's what's in here that creates what's out there. We hear it, we say it when things are good, the sun is out, but when it's not good, when it looks cloudy, when it looks depressing, we just don't really feel it. We don't really believe it, do we? So this is a really important thing. The other part about the power to create abundance. And abundance is whatever you choose it to be today. It could be a relationship. It could be fulfillment in some area of your life that's very important to you. It could be being close to someone in your family that needs you to be there. It could be finances. It could be a new company. It could be writing a book, you know, writing songs, creating a blog, whatever it is that it is to you. But you have the power to do this thing. But as I have talked so many times, it's what we do with the decision right afterwards that shows us where our energy truly is. We don't want to look at that part. We want to want what we have and then allow it to just unfold. Sometimes there's a path to that unfoldment. So sometimes we are terrified of our own power. We're terrified of what we actually could create. And we're afraid of the responsibility of our goals and designs. It's so much easier to put someone else in charge, isn't it? It's so much easier to have someone else encourage us, someone else pay the bills, someone else handle everything for us, open the doors for us. And so when we're on our own, we feel that frightened inner child. We feel that complete aloneness, that sense of abandonment. I have found that sometimes when I'm stepping into a new venture, absolutely every core wound imaginable comes up. And then I go, oh my gosh, I'm so, you know, down about this. I'm not sure I need to do that. That's the very moment when I need to look at this core wound and go, thank you for showing up. You're showing up so that I can heal. you're showing up so that I can clear this and step into something. The other thing that it's doing sometimes is causing us to go back to, you know, where we maybe were not encouraged before, where we wanted people to be there for us and they weren't, where we wanted parents to be something other than what they were, and our lives to be something other than what we were. And so sometimes we step into something and we're the only one. Why am I the only one? I must be crazy. If I hear that one more time in some of my sessions, am I crazy? Am I just out here on a limb? Why am I the only one? You know, it's interesting. You know, there's a lot of people from small towns all over the United States who wanted to be writers, who wanted to be artists and musicians, and they were the only ones in their towns. And then when they moved to New York City, they were one in a million. So, you know, think about that sometimes. You have a dream, you have a desire, and yes, maybe you're the only one in your town. You're the only one in that place. But expand your heart a bit and realize, you know, your tribe exists somewhere. You can be the big fish in a small pond, or you can be one of many fishes in a larger pond and have companionship in your passions. But don't feel like you being alone means that somehow you're misguided and you, you know, are wanting something that's just too much. And the other is that when you feel like it's not working out perfectly the first time, that somehow this means failure. Somehow this means it's not going to work out. You don't have the goods to make it happen. So I'm bringing up a lot of different things that I want to talk about today, because it should be stirring up some of the wounds and some of the filters that we all use to not step into our passions. The number again is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And what we're talking about is our amazing power to create abundance. This is Leslie Fontaine.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy. And we are talking about the power to create abundance and some of the things that show up that cause us to almost retreat from our power. Wanted to tell you a little bit about me. If you want to learn about what I do, you can go to LeslieFontaine.com, LeslieFontaine.com. You can also call me at 678-665-3366. I do private sessions with people. I teach classes on abundance, on clearing, on ascension. I travel a good bit. I am about to head to the UK for my annual show there and working with clients there. I wanted to let you know I will be here in the Seattle area in Kent on July 23rd at the metaphysical show there. I'll be at a show at Ocean Shores August 13th and 14th, and we'll be traveling to other parts, Durango, Colorado, in September. So keep looking for me. I may show up in your town next. So the number to call in if you're interested in working through some of the blocks to abundance in your life that continue to show up, it may be your time. It's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And I want to explain to you what a block is, what the interference can look like. We have passions and desires. All of us have them. Sometimes I talk to people, and I have certainly been there myself. We can wait so long that depression sets in, you know, and we go, I don't even know what I want anymore. I don't know what I want to do anymore. I don't even know what I feel. We may be so overwhelmed with circumstances and just the daily requirements of life. And often what I find is that we have put the supernatural, the metaphysical, source, the universe into a very small compartment in our lives. When things are going great and we feel good, you know, we're talking the good spiritual game, we are empowered, we're sounding positive, we're sounding great. When we're having a hard place, it's as if we don't think source can come through. We don't think it's going to happen. It's not going to come through for me. And what would be so good for many of us is to kind of explore all that messaging that comes up for us. You know, am I too small, too unimportant, unvalued? My self-esteem is low. I have no courage. I don't have the skills. Whatever it is, I'm not loved enough by the ones that I've chosen to be in my life at this time. Whoever we have in our life and whatever work we are in and whatever town we live in, we have chosen. We are there on purpose. None of us is wearing handcuffs. So when I bring up the fact that you can step away today, you can get in the car or take a train or start walking down the highway and do something else, the next thought is almost one of horror. I can't do that. I can't make that happen. Yes, you can. That's not about can or can't. You either choose it or you don't choose it. You choose to stay where you are or you don't choose to stay where you are. When we can be very honest that we have 100% responsibility today for our choices, for what we're doing, that then allows us to step into the next part of our lives. That then says, all right, do I want to choose differently? Now, notice I didn't say walk out the door, get a divorce, leave the kids, quit your job. I didn't say that. Do you want to choose differently? to choose empowerment, to turn your energy in that direction, to choose all that you are. This is just a yes, no question. This has no action that is visible yet to the outside world. So let's say you say, yes, I do. I want to leave. I want to step into my next life. I want to choose my empowerment. See, some of us are waiting for someone to wave a wand and for this to be done for us. This is where you find out how powerful you are. What you are saying in that moment is either, I know I can do it, but I am not doing it. Or I know I can do it, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to step into that. Either way, you can. You are not locked up. You are not wearing handcuffs. You would be amazed at the stories of people who have nothing, who just start walking, who start creating. And things happen. People show up. I've had that happen. Down to a free cup of coffee at a coffee shop. You know, things will just happen. And that's very small. Sometimes when people talk about really large issues they want to do, they make it so gargantuan that they can't even, you know, step off the dime. Don't do that. Don't say, I need $100,000 tomorrow. Okay, well, that may show up for you, but what is it that you're trying to create? What is it that you want to step into? Begin that path in your energy field and notice immediately what the blocks are that are showing up. And then once you see what's showing up, make a choice there. Decide, source, universe, I want to heal these blocks. I want to heal these interferences. I want to choose to dissolve these. I want to choose to release these. I want to choose to nurture my inner child and to remember that she was so beautiful, or he was so beautiful, when he came into the world. And I want to put on a new filter which says I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I can do these things. I can choose these things. But we have been taught all the messaging that comes after a choice, which is, well, you have no idea what's on the other side of that. You have no idea how you're going to pay for it. Everyone's going to reject you. No one understands you. You're crazy. All this stuff that is coming up. These are the choices that you have made up to this point. Now we're making new choices. Now we're making new decisions. So go through your field right now as I say all this, with your choice, with your desire. Explain to yourself why you have decided you can't do something. I will promise you that ultimately it's this sense that you do not feel supported in your choices. And you feel you don't have what it takes to create it. So there's two pieces. There's you not being able to make it happen, whatever it is, and that has a set of circumstances around it, right? It has capability, skills, you know, self-esteem, confidence, personal strength, all that stuff. And then nothing's going to support you, meaning that source, the universe, you can't bring in a support team, and I'm telling you, you can. You can also bring in these support teams in the physical. But you're hitting up against a block, which is, well, who's going to support me? No, nothing's really going to come through. So where do we get that? We learn that in our powerless moments as a child, sometimes even in past lifetimes, how unsupported and fought we were in whatever desire we had to step into. So I'm laying all this out here because I don't want you calling with a reason why all these things can't happen. I want you calling aware of where your blocks are showing up, just calling them what they are as you look at your field right now, as you see what's showing up, and notice that it's fear. Ultimately, the fear is of not being loved and supported. It always is. It always is. It is that simple. But we've learned that all that comes from outside of ourselves. We haven't learned that everyone will come along with us. People will choose to be a part of what we're doing. No, We haven't learned that. We've learned that if we choose to stray outside of the norm or choose differently from anyone else in our tribe, we will be cut off, abandoned, ridiculed, unsupported, you name it, right? Imagine if you change all those words and you go, you will be embraced for being who you are. You will be fully loved for being all that you are. It'll be exciting to see what happens next. We've been taught to fear what happens next. Let's think about it being exciting to see what unfolds, to see what happens next, to see how support comes in from the universe, unexpectedly from, you know, people and circumstances and jobs. You can do this. I feel a lot of you shifting right now. A lot of you are making a big shift. But remember, all we did was start with the kernel of an intention, the kernel of an understanding of how powerful you truly are, that you can make this change. When we come back, we've got a caller, and we will take that call. But I want you to be thinking about the blocks that are showing up. I don't want you to be thinking about, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't know why this always happens. That's not going to help us shift this. If you truly desire to shift, then you are going to identify what is happening in your process right now as you step into your truth, as the truth unfolds. And now, what do you want to do with it? Do you want to clear it or not? And I'm going to surprise you by telling you that many people do not want to shift. The fear is too great, the pain is too great, the anguish is too great, and I understand that. I fully, fully support it. So what I can help you with in the process is the healing of that. Does that make sense? You are important. You matter. And your healing matters. You're not listening to this by accident. If you needed to hear today that there's healing for you, there is healing for you. There truly, truly is. Our number is 1-800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. This is Leslie Fontaine, and we are not called Sheer Alchemy by mistake. That is what we're doing.
Don't you think that it's boring how people talk?
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden, fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Access Consciousness is coming back to Seattle this April for three amazing events. Mark your calendars. April 20th through the 22nd is the Access Consciousness Body Classes, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here. Facilitated by Dr. Glenna Rice. Explore verbal processes and hands-on bodywork that will unlock the tension, resistance, and dis-ease of the body by shifting energy dynamically. April 23rd through the 25th is the Advanced Access Body Class with Gary Douglas. What if you could undo a whole lot of limitations that you have locked into your body and create an alteration of the way your body functions? Then, on April 26th at 7 p.m., join Gary Douglas for the Abuse Hold class. This is the first time ever that this dynamic process is being presented in a class format. Find out more about these Access Consciousness April events in Seattle by visiting transformation.events. That's transformation.events.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Making smart with the words again. Well, I'm bored.
Welcome back. It's Leslie Fontaine, and we want to do some sheer alchemy. So, Benny, we have a caller.
Yes, ma'am. And if you'd like to join us, it's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And we'll take Jean calling in from Linwood. Jean, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Benny. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Jean. Glad to hear from you. How are you doing?
I am doing really well. Much better even after hearing the first part of the show today.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. What's going on with you?
Well, I have manifested some really great clients for my consulting business and one new client with my life coaching. And what I'm noticing that's happening with me, and I've noticed it for years, is where I have a block is a in capacity.
Uh-huh.
Something inside me, I have some inner belief about what I'm able to contain and what I'm able to have.
Yes.
And I get this resistance that this is too much, but I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Yeah.
I understand what you say, that it's a fear of something, but I don't know what it is I'm fearful of, but I find myself getting nervous when I think, oh, I'm not sure I can handle all of this.
Right. So, you know, the obvious surface level, which right off we can say, right, is fear and control.
Mm-hmm.
But deeper than that, in your growing up years, were you the caretaker in your family? Were you kind of super responsible?
I took it upon myself to do that, yes.
Yeah, and, you know, I can tell you from my experience being the child in that situation for me, I had no control over, you know, how much of my energy was going to be required, how much was going to be demanded, if I was going to have to stay up all night with my mother, if, you know, the circumstances would take me beyond my capability. And that's our inner child sometimes freaking out there, right? Because even though we're an adult now, the inner child is going, hey, wait, I don't know if we can do this. You know, this is too much.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Does this resonate?
Okay. Yes, it does.
So,
yeah, and I keep asking myself, too much for what?
Right. But see, this is that part of us, like, I may not have, because we were asked to give what we didn't even necessarily have the maturity and ability to give at the time. We were asked to step way beyond our capabilities, right? So here we are now, and we want to heal that inner child. We want to bring her into your heart right now. And she's just so she's just see her coming into you right now, just understanding how, you know, you're the adult now. And that you, as the adult, have the ability to say no. You have the ability to control your time. You have the ability to schedule. You can even choose times of day that are good for you. See, all that, she had no power. She had no ability at all. And the other part was that more was demanded of you than you could give. That's hard.
Yeah.
It's very painful. It's very painful. So here you are now, and on one level, because your spirit's really beautiful, it's really strong, and you know what you're good at. You know how to manage your time. You know how you could arrange your clients. You know that you could – I can't tell you right now, and this may freak you out when I tell you this. I've gone to a few websites where people are saying, I'm booked till September. Sorry, no new sessions. So think about that part of you now and the saying no or the scheduling out. How does that feel to you when you think about owning your time?
It feels like I would be more in control. But there's still a little part that's like, oh gosh, if I was booked out till September, that means I would really be full.
Right. And so what is saying that you can't decide that you're going to work 20 hours a week or 10 hours a week or 30 hours a week? What part is coming up now? Is it fear of finances?
Right now it is.
Okay.
And so,
if I don't do all that, I won't make enough money. Is it like that?
Yes.
Okay.
If I only want to work 20 hours a week, I'm not sure that I could make it on that. So maybe for a couple of months, I'll work 40 hours a week so that I can get money set aside, and then I'll go back down to 20. You know.
And so, listen, so that's not up really to you. That's something that you can. You're going to be surprised. But here's the other part of you, is that you have a lot of empathy for your clients, right?
I do.
And so the part that a lot of us have to deal with, I can tell you that last week I did too many clients. I'm going to be honest with you. I did too many. And it's not too many, you know, if I was doing something that didn't require my energy, that didn't require my mind or whatever. But I'm giving a lot. I'm doing a lot in my sessions with people. And so, you know, you have this empathic beauty about you, this energy, this awareness. I know you bring your intuition into your work. I know that you bring some beautiful mindfulness into your work and are really helping people to step into who they are. But you have a certain energetic preparation that has to happen. So I just want to clear out any of the debris that says you can't, you know, charge enough, that you won't be supported, that it's all the work of your hands. So let's just bring some of that in right now. Let's just bring in some of the masters and archangels in with you right now. And we're just going to open your heart space to really know that you truly are all that. You truly are phenomenal. And we're clearing out any core fear right now that you can't sustain the energy that you're carrying, that you can't sustain this work very long. So very much one day at a time is important for you, one moment at a time. And also bringing in your team, bringing in the masters and archangels when you work with your clients. Don't sit with it alone. If you were just within your own capacity as your inner child, see, she's coming up and we have to constantly reassure her until she sees that you take care of her. And once she sees you take care of her and you go, you know what, this is enough for today and let's schedule for next week, what you're going to find is that you're respecting your own energy. You're respecting yourself. So let's just bring in a download of your abundance right now. And do you feel like you're charging enough?
I just started charging. I just started charging enough for my coaching, and my consulting is still low. My consulting fee is still low.
So when we think about increasing that, what comes up for you? Am I that good?
A little bit of that, and I know that I need to practice saying the numbers. I know that I just need to practice.
Right. And is the fear that they'll go somewhere else?
that they'll go someplace else? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, there's so much that we can do just, you know, here on the radio.
Right.
What I want you to look at in some of that is where you learned about your value.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just, I'm just going in right now into your second and in your power center right now, just clearing out some of the fear that's showing up for you, that there's some of it that's you're not that good. And
you are.
You're good. So let's just start bringing that in. Let's just, and your voice doesn't have to be hesitant at all when you do this. And also one thing they're showing me is for you to think about a different way of packaging your service. I think you've had an idea about a way to present it, whether it's an initial fee and then it's, you know, breaks out over a quarter or whatever it is. There's something, there's a model that's showed up to you. Get creative. And it doesn't matter, like I was talking on the show earlier, it doesn't matter if no one else is doing it that way. You know, you could even create a subscription if you wanted to. There's so many ways for you to look at what you do. But we're just clearing out some energies because I'm getting some of your family energies in the back of your field. So we're just releasing that out about who you are, what you're worth, how important you are. Let's just give your field a break here.
Thank you.
And just put on some protection for you. And just clear out any core fear that if you stand in your power, that you'll be rejected. You speak your truth, you'll be rejected and ridiculed, releasing that out. And just realize how huge your capacity is for love. And ultimately, people are wanting to get what they need done and be fully supported in what they want to create. And you have that capacity for both.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for calling in, Jean. How do you
feel? You're welcome. Thank you. Oh, I feel very peaceful right now.
Good, good. Sometimes we get scared of peaceful because we think that we won't do anything.
Yeah, no, I feel more powerful now, and I feel less, I just feel the capacity opening, and I do think I want to follow up and work with you some more.
Oh, I'm delighted. Well, I'm just thrilled, and I know you're going to get a lot more answers today, but you've got some real creative solutions to offer your clients. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You bet. And now we are going to go to break. And remember, the number to call in is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And what we've been talking about is our amazing power to create abundance and how those blocks surface in our field. We'll be right back.
Can you keep your lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment and advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Pat. Many of you have heard me talk about the Lyme disease epidemic going on right now in the world. I want to tell you about my friends at Results RNA. They have now created an entire Lyme support system for immune system support, detoxification, rejuvenation, and neurological healing. Please visit ResultsRNA.com to learn more. And for first-time orders, you'll receive a special 10% discount. All you have to do is type in Dr. Pat at checkout.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Maca is a turnip-like vegetable that grows at altitudes above 13,000 feet in the Andes. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca products at fair prices. You may or may not know that maca root originates in the high Andes mountains and is today primarily grown in Peru and Bolivia. Over the past several years, China has also started growing and exporting maca root products. The legality, quality, and safety of these products grown in China are in question among the world's maca suppliers and buyers. The Maca team is committed to quality and will never purchase any maca from China for all of the ethical and quality reasons above. Visit themacateam.com/China. That's themacateam.com/China.
Hi there, this is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy. I am so glad you're listening today. I know a lot of you are hearing some things and you're hearing it very differently. And, you know, I'm going to suspend calls until next time. And if you want to reach out to me later and you really want to discuss what's going on with you, we can do a mini consultation later after the show. Okay. But I want to talk about what's showing up for you right now, because I'm getting so many impressions from the listeners right now. And I so appreciate Jean's call. It was really beautiful how she could go into what was happening with her, what was showing up. And, you know, we could bring in some of the psychic awareness of what's, you know, happened in her timeline, what's happened ancestrally, and then what kind of choices we're ready to make. Couple of things. Don't push yourself to do something you're not ready to do. Yet do not procrastinate or put off something that you're really being guided to do, if that makes any sense, okay? All of us know this stuff. We know where we get stuck. We are not new visitors to our own personal terrain, all right? We've been around ourselves for a while. So monitor and check your energy right away. Use any variety of methods for you to verify where you're at. If you are hiding in fear, terrified of stepping out, then you need some nurturing. You need some support. You need to bring in some masters, archangels. I'm glad to do that with you in a session to really help you step out of some of the confusion and the block. If it's showing up now, right now, it's very intense. Typically, that means you're ready to deal. You're ready to work on it, okay? And why does it matter if you switch your energy? It matters for the world. It matters for your environment, for your children, for the satellite of people that are around you, that are surrounding you right now in love and in support. Watch your children who are watching you, learning not to live their lives from a point of fear, but learning to live their lives from a point of love and confidence and possibility. That's you. That's why you matter. Sometimes we get so grandiose about, oh, I want to affect the world. I need $1 million. I need to do this. I need, you know, really appreciate the people in your immediate satellite sometimes. They're watching you. They're seeing you. And when you're having a hard time, that's the best time when people can see, wow, how are we going to deal with this one? You know, I feel like I'm getting presented with the same challenge. You know, it's one more time around Mount Sinai. I am hitting this one again. Am I ready today? So this isn't about pushing yourself and then, you know, feeling completely out there and alone. That's what our inner child is so afraid of, is being caught without power, totally alone, no one to support us, no one to love us. It's another part of us which doesn't know how to let anyone support us and love us. I can raise my hand on that one. Been there, done that. Many of us have come from some very wounded childhoods, experiences where we had to carry things we were not capable of handling. All right? So here we are now to bring in the healing, to bring in the love. And some of us don't know how to deal with that. So check your energy right now. Right now, I'm just getting a full collection of people out there that are listening on that one. So accomplishments and grandiosity and you know, creating something great and magnificent, sometimes they keep us from stepping through the paces of what needs to happen. And those paces are not just about the outcome. Those paces are about your evolution, of your energy evolving, of you growing and stepping into more and more and more of who you are and how grand you are. Okay? So don't minimize these steps. They may seem small, but they seem small often because it's just us guys, right? It's just us. So I want you to have the experience right now. Let's bring in some of the masters, the archangels, like we did with Jean. I want you to bring in and invite the ones you know about. Some of you know Archangel Michael, magnificent protection. I just say, don't go home with that. Go out without him, because you know, nobody means to harm us necessarily, but it's great to have protection on in case someone's had a bad day. And put on some pearlescent gold bubble of protection and bring in Saint Germain. Saint Germain's violet flame is so beautiful for clearing out negativity, any kind of difficult energies. We can bring in all of the archangels. We can bring in ascended masters. There's so many. Kuan Yin, Master Jesus, or Sananda, also known as. Guru Rinpoche, bringing in Kutumi, Serapis Bey, Lady Nada, Lady Vesta, Hilarion, so many magnificent masters. So think about how not to go into those neighborhoods alone. Think about the neighborhoods of your heart, the neighborhoods of your power center. And then think about what you want to create. Let yourself, for just 5 minutes, feel that amazing power of what you can be, do, and have. And allow your energy to go into that place. I'm telling you, this is a magnificent journey, all right? Does it all unfold tomorrow? Not necessarily, unless we're super clear and there's something in our way that is just a minor thing we need to clear out. Some of us, it's like peeling the onion. Does it take forever? No. Is it all valued in 3D reality? No. We have 4D, 5D, 6D, higher dimensional realities. Many of us are evolving and ascending and going through all kinds of energetic shifts, and we have no one to talk to about it. I'm here to help you out. I'm here to talk with you. I'm here to help you shift into the next version of the best you that you can be. That's what I do. Abundance is an amazing word, but it's misunderstood sometimes just in our physical levels. We don't understand that there are multiple levels of abundance in our lives. We're so terrified we won't be able to take care of ourselves. Fear is not a good creative energy. It's a negative creative energy. Oh, it creates, right? We all know that one. We're hiding. We're acting like God hasn't come through, source hasn't come through, the universe is failing us, those light beings are a nice idea. But honestly, we know that we need to deal with the fear within us. It's a learned habit. It can be unlearned. Let's make today the day. Let's decide today that you and I and all of us choose to unlearn the lessons of fear, choose to uncover and expose them and bring them to the beautiful sunlight and release them. Just allow them to go into the light, okay? Just let your fears go. Do not think that they will not protect, that you won't be protected anymore. You will be. You will be protected because I'm encouraging you to work with some beautiful light beings. If you're ever interested in working with me, I work with people all over the world. You can go to my website, lesliefontaine.com, L-E-S-L-I-E-F-O-N-T-E-Y-N-E.com. You can call me 678-665-3366. I do consultation sessions just to kind of give you a sense of what I do and whether it's a work that would work for you or not, whether it's the right time or not. There's some people I work with once a year, some people I work with every other week. So you will know what's right for you. There's no pressure in this because I care about your evolution, your path, your process, and who you are and what your life is about. If you're hitting one hard lesson after another and you're done with it, let's get to the bottom of what that's about and whether you're ready to bring it into completion. You are special. You do matter. You can learn to be fully supported by the universe. It's going to come in some interesting packages that present to you, but it is one amazing adventure, and I can't talk about it enough. This is Leslie Fontaine. It has been great to work with you. Think today about what it would be like to step into your abundance.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.